funding for PRI's global health and development coverage is supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. More information at gatesfoundation.org.
I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. China's foreign minister promised today that his country will work with other nations on a new climate change treaty, but he insisted that developed countries take the lead. Some experts say that China is now the world's biggest emitter of carbon dioxide emissions, which contribute to global warming. And global warming is coming home to roost in parts of northern China. It's one of the factors causing the desert to creep in where farmland used to be. The world's Mary Kay Magstead reports from the autonomous region of Ningxia.
Shuangjingze village stands about a mile or so from the ancient Great Wall, near the border with Inner Mongolia. The sand dunes blew in here about a decade ago, and people started leaving. Just 26 families remain. They tend goats and try to eke out a living on unforgiving scrubland. Farmer Li Xingfu has lived here for all of his 46 years, and he says it's raining less now than it used to. Li says, this year we weren't able to plant at all. There was no rain until harvest season. There's hardly been rain for 5 years. Lack of water is a farmer's common lament in Ningxia and throughout much of northern China. Decades of logging forests and overusing water has caused China's deserts to expand by about 800 square miles each year. That in turn means there's less water to evaporate and return as rain. This is one of China's poorest and driest regions, but it has one thing going for it, the Yellow River. Xie Jianning is a senior engineer in Ningxia's Water Resources Bureau.
We are doing our best to protect the Yellow River that flows through Ningxia. We all realize that without the Yellow River, there would be no Ningxia. It's our lifeline.
But today, the Yellow River moves sluggishly through Ningxia. The government has siphoned off some of the water to irrigate parched land to the south. One of the ways that water is used is to irrigate rice fields with Xinhai water. Water engineer Xie Jianning says it's a time-honored practice.
Farmers in Ningxia have been growing rice for more than 1,000 years in former wetlands. It's appropriate because the soil is salty and the water from the rice fields can be used to flush out the salt.
But some Chinese agronomists outside of Ningxia have a different take. They say excessive irrigation made the soil salty, that it caused salt to rise to the topsoil and stay there once the water evaporated. One report says the area of salt-affected soil around here increased more than 50% when more water was diverted from the Yellow River for irrigation in the late 50s and early 60s. All this has led to a vicious cycle. Farmers have to use more fertilizer to get a crop out of bad soil. In Ningxia, they use 5 times more fertilizer than the national average to get half the crop yield. The fertilizer gets washed into the groundwater and pollutes it and the river. So you have to drill down hundreds of feet now to get clean drinking water around here. And yet, Ningxia has big plans. Ningxia's capital, Yinchuan, is booming. So are industrial zones on its periphery. The local economy has been growing at 10% a year. That's drawing more villagers away from the farms and into the cities. That might be good news for water conservation in Ningxia, because farmers use about 90% of Ningxia's water. Another way to conserve might be to cut back on the 165,000 acres of rice still grown in Ningxia. But Wang Yiming, a professor at Ningxia University's Resources and Environment Institute, says it's not that easy. He says farmers here can make more money growing rice. And since many farmers are barely at subsistence level, that's what they're going to do. He says changing this is a gradual process, and in the meantime, people's immediate survival can't be sacrificed to long-term environmental ideals. But take that approach for too long, and you're back with Farmer Li. He looks at the sand dunes encroaching on Shuangjingze village and wishes he could farm somewhere else. He says, I'd leave if I could, but you need money to do that. I can barely make a living here, but this is where I'll have to stay. All we can do is pray for rain and hope things get better. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad, Shuangjingze Village, Ningxia, China.